Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A nearly two-hour discussion at the Kenai Peninsula Borough's meeting on Tuesday night led to a room filled with concerned community members and an even more interesting outcome. The recent talk for members of Snug Harbor is that a concrete plant may be built near their homes. A proposed ordinance would authorize a negotiated lease with David Block and Concrete Company for concrete batch plant operations. This would be in support of Sterling Highway, mile point 45 through 60 construction near Cooper Landing. According to a memo from Aaron Hughes, the land management agent, Davis Block and Concrete Company has been selected as a subcontractor to provide specific materials and services necessary for the completion of the construction project. Davis Block has submitted an application for a negotiated lease for the purpose of a batch plant facility in support of construction operations necessary for the completion of the Juno Creek Bridge. However, the community response for this project has been very negative, especially from residents who reside in Cooper Landing. More specifically, people who live near Snug Harbor. The most common concerns heard by the community included safety, traffic, and pollution. Resident David Neese understood the decision to add the concrete plant, but doesn't agree with the location. He does, however, have an issue with the fact that there was not better public notice about the situation at hand.
It can be anywhere on the build site. It can be where you guys put in a man camp up above. I don't know why Davis selected this. I don't know if the planning commission, those are all questions you got to ask your planning department. Why did they give him one site?
At least eight other community members spoke before Corey Davis of Davis Block & Company stepped forward to address some of the concerns that residents may have. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. AIDEA is hiring new consulting contracts while paying up to $295 per hour. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska's state-owned economic development agency has retained four consultants aimed at boosting its standing in the rural regions where it's proposed controversial projects. And the hires include two Alaska Native political figures who previously worked in Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy's office. Rex Rock Jr., who left the governor's office in 2022, and John Moeller, who resigned as a policy advisor to Dunleavy in 2021, were hired by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or IDEA, in November through a publicly advertised request for proposals. The one-year deal with Rock's consulting firm pays $175 an hour and is expected to total $168,000 plus travel expenses before it expires at the end of October, according to the copy of the contract obtained through a public records request. The contract with Moeller's business calls for him to be paid $283 an hour and no more than $204,000 over its one-year term. Both contracts can be extended up to 3 years. The contracts, which say they're for community liaison and workforce development, could provoke added scrutiny of IDEA. The agency is already facing intense community opposition to some of the development projects it's pushing. Those include oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, a mining access road that would cross a national park in northwest Alaska, and another access road to mineral deposits and other natural resources in the Susitna River watershed west of Anchorage. For more, visit this story at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
In response to Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of Senate Bill 140, the Alaska Council of School Administrators wrote to the Alaska Legislature for their original bipartisan support for the recent education bill. Prior to the bill being sent to the governor, 56 out of 60 legislators were in favor. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.